Stop in and get your new Silverado today.
Total savings based on GM EPP pricing with 99 or newer trade and current lease within the household.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebowing Area Schools. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opening their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. Now is not only basketball season, it's the season for parents to get involved with their child's education. Please engage with your child in reading activities and help participate in their homework. It not only builds your parent-child relationship, it will also enhance their thinking, reading, and speaking abilities, making for better students and better future adults. Teachers can't do it alone. They need help from parents, too. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, faculty, teachers, and the school board for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools, go to the website thinkusa.org or call 989-883-2360.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there's also a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Sebowing Family Medicine encourage exercise at all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Sebowing Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes, and remember to play it safe.
WLEW Sports at the half. USA leads by 14, doubling up, I believe, 28-14 the first half. Leading scorer, Aaron Sines with 8, Williamson with 7, Hunter Bone with 5, and then Dominic Guardian and Michael Kemp each with 4. Michael Kemp has seen the last of his play tonight. He's actually not even on the court here warming up for the second half. He went down with an ankle injury. For Ubley, they're led by Kurt Kowalski and Jeffrey Yard, each with 4 points, and then Jonathan Bisher, Aaron Klum, and Dominic Rosenthal each have 2 points. That does it for the scoring. Free throws for each team, USA 5 for 6 for 83%. Ubley 4 for 8 for 50%. John Mooney shooting.
USA, of course, has doubled up Ubley 28-14, and it comes right down to shooting. Ubley 5 for 28, and that's 17%, while USA is 11 for 26, 42%. There is your 14-point lead right there.
Well, it's quite the first half. This USA was actually at their largest lead just before halftime with 16, 28-12 with a minute left in that first half. Right now it sits at 14 with 28-14 as both teams are figuring out what they need to do here to get the victory in the second half. Ubley trailing by 14. USA has led by mostly the entire game. We only had one lead change and one tie. Ubley's largest lead was 2 points.
And it looks like Ubley's going to be on the defense. The ball is going to be going over to USA on the alternating possession.
So Macklin Ghetto will inbound this right in front of us for USA to start this second half. USA moving right to left across the radio in the home white uniforms. Inbound to Dominic Guardian, being guarded by Kurt Kowalski.
Kurt's going to make him work for it.
Guardian against Kowalski in the looks like almost a little bit of a box and one now matchup zone. Hunter Bone for 3 left wing, off the mark, in and out. Rebound, though, is brought in by Aaron Sines, and he puts it in for 2 points. Sines with 10 points, 30-14, USA leading. Down to the left block to Jonathan Bisher. He can't get that one to fall, and it's brought in by Hunter Bone. Here's USA in transition. Spin move coming up, no good, and rebound last touched by an Ubley jersey, USA ball. Number 22, Jonathan Brandle quickly checks in for Trevor Jepeski for Ubley. Aaron Sines inbounding for USA underneath their own hoop, left side of the radio to Williamson in the corner, up to Guardian, top of the key. Starts his dribble, now dribbling to his left, inside the lane, jump stop, feeds it over to Williamson, goes up for the two, this one's no good, rebound Jeffrey Wright.
It was a right idea, drive, draw, and dish, the old 3D play.
But Jeffrey Wright can't hang on to it, now we have a whistle in transition after Ubley lost the pass. Foul goes against number 10, Kurt Kabosky for Ubley. First team foul for the Bearcats in the second half. We played 1 minute. 7 minutes remain in the third quarter. USA leading by 16, 30-14. Over left wing to Hunter Bone, feeds into Williamson, left block. Kiss, skip pass to the right wing to Guardian, and they say he traveled with him before he started his dribble, and this will give the ball back to Ubley. That is the fifth turnover for USA on the night.
Brindell's bringing the ball up, slowing things down. 6:44 to go in the third quarter.
Still trailing by 16, though. Jeffrey Wright in the left corner, being guarded by Hunter Bone. Back up to Brandel. Taking his time, being guarded by Sines. Screen from Bisher. Brandel into the lane, tries to give it over to Klama, but it's not there as Run throws it into traffic. It's stolen by USA. Into the corner, Hunter Bone for three. Yes! Hunter Bone with 8 points in his second three of the night. 33-14, 19-point lead for the Patriots, the largest of the night.
When it rains, it pours.
Trying to feed into Williamson, nothing there. Bounces out of bounds, and it will be Ubley ball. 6:07 left in the third. Feeds it in to Jeffrey Wright. He drives down the right side of the lane. No good. Rebound Williamson. In transition, they try to feed to Sines, and Daryl Wehner catches that one, and unfortunately, he's the official. Out of bounds, last touched by an Ubley jersey, USA ball.
Well, yeah, the numbers weren't really right.
Sines for three, it's good.
Oh, everyone's warming up now.
Sines with 13, that's his first three, and we have a timeout called by Ken Pikla. It's a full timeout on the WLEW Sports Network, 36-14. USA leads by 22.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
Ubley still yet to score here in this third quarter as Brandel pops a three. This one's no good. He gets his own rebound into the corner to Jeffrey Wright. Jonathan Bisher with the pull-up jump shot from the left elbow. This one finds the bottom of the basket, and Bisher has 4 points. 36-16, USA by 20. Stolen by Kurt Kabosky. Going the other way. Here come the Bearcats. Kabosky right down to the lane, and this one is rejected by Williamson, and they're going to say Kabosky tried to save it out of bounds. It'll be USA ball.
Ubley's doing the right thing out of that timeout. They're going to have to take the ball to the hoop, get some good open shots, and switch up their defenses. They're in a full court press right now.
Williamson pass is errant, and it's picked up by Kabosky, but he can't make the layup, and it's brought in by Williamson. Bone slows it down for USA. To Williamson, right block, and he pump fakes and gets Jeff Wright into the air, and he draws the foul. That'll be the first foul against Jeffrey Wright and the second team foul for the Bearcats. Williamson goes to the line after being 3-for-3 already with 7 points. It's 36.